This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Viraj
and Christine Wong.
What a wonderfully long weekend that was, right? Now, coming back to work today has been a little bit difficult, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. You too as well?
I mean, we also do just only get half a week, so it's not as bad as it could be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's already Wednesday.
And you know what? I was stuck in traffic as well on the way to work this morning.
That's the worst.
Having seen that, I'm like, people just think we're going back to normal. Mm-hmm. We're not quite there just yet, folks. Of course, we have a bunch of stuff you lined up on Enterprise today. Voices of SMEs will be up in just a moment. We have a question for you on BizBytes a little bit later on as well. I'll pose you that question first, actually. And it's about whether or not you're still considering a vacation for the rest of the year. Why or why not? It might sound like a silly question, but you know, we're trying to remain positive. Can this thing have disappeared or gotten to a level where it's controllable and we can deal with it and actually go out somewhere and spend time, you know, not at work.
Benefiting the tourism industry?
Benefiting the tourism industry and benefiting our mental health. Mm. Are you going to be staying, a kind of staycation perhaps? Mm-hmm. Holidaying somewhere in Malaysia?
Or road trips.
A road trip. Just let's kind of bear that in mind. You know, we've got a poll running on Twitter. We have a poll running over on Insta Story as well. So that's the question again. Are you even considering going on a vacation for the rest of the year? Let us know. Right. With that in mind, voice of SMEs today. So just a few moments ago, you may have heard Manuela Zaragoza speak to cinema owner Penn Ketchum on BBC World Service just a few minutes ago. They spoke about the draw of the big screen and plans to bring audiences back to theatres. And if cinemas really have a place in this post-pandemic world in which streaming services seem to be doing extremely well. Now, on a local level, we're coming back to work after this long weekend, and under normal circumstances, that would mean crowded shopping malls and packed cinema halls with people on break trying to catch a movie over the extended weekend. Obviously, cinemas were not an option this year, and we don't know when we'll be able to actually watch movies on the big screen again.
But that doesn't mean that some movies aren't gearing up for release soon, though. And with the conditional movement control order, or the relaxed movement MCO, or whatever it's being called, is scheduled to end next week, barring another extension, cinemas could go back into business sooner than expected. But the question is, will people be confident enough to spend a couple of hours in a crowded space while COVID-19 is still around? And also, with almost nothing to screen before July, why would cinemas reopen to begin with?
Yeah, so to help us understand the situation better, we got in touch with Yeo Un Lai. He's the CEO of TGV Cinemas, to fill us in on what's happening literally behind closed cinema doors and how the industry is preparing to make a comeback when it's safe to do so. So, Lai, we've moved past the MCO phase and are now in the new normal phase. So what is the new normal for TGV?
Well, presently, we're still in a holding pattern in the entertainment and cinema industry and awaiting guidance from the government on when we can safely reopen. So it feels like a really long wait, but actually this is perfectly okay, as safety is paramount and that'll be the operating philosophy for us at TGV. As far as I'm concerned, the new normal is all about safety and minimizing risks. To that end, we're working on a very comprehensive safety program. This ensures that every customer who visits TGV will be coming to a truly safe environment. We definitely want to ensure that all our customers have true peace of mind while they enjoy their favorite movies with us.
So implementing physical distancing means cinema halls can never really reach their full capacity. Now, as a business, how do you plan to tackle or compensate for this in the long term?
So upon reopening, we'll be implementing social distance seating at TGV. Now, it's true that we'll be sacrificing a lot of capacity, but we view social distancing and all related safety measures as a priority and absolutely necessary at the current time. So our safety roadmap is divided into multiple phases, with phase one being the maximum standards across the board and one in which the social distance seating is strictest. The customer will have buffer zones in front, behind, and to their sides. This will eliminate any close contact situations and provide maximum safety. Subsequently, in phase 2 and 3, we'll see the social distancing requirements and standards progressively lightening up. This will occur in stages and be guided by ongoing developments in containing the virus. We're definitely not married to any artificial timelines. Phase 1 will be in force for as long as necessary before we progressively move to subsequent phases.
Right, so TGV is known for expanding its reach with premium outlets and signature experiences like IMAX and Beanie Halls. From a business point of view, is this a time to continue that expansion of new outlets, or is it a time to make do with what you already have?
Well, we're in the most uncertain of times, so our immediate focus is to reopen in the most positive way possible and carefully assess business conditions for the balance of the year. Safe to say, this will impact our thinking and strategy on expansion. Talking about expansion, I'd like to share a bit of interesting and good news. We'll have a new TGV opening in Johor Bahru at Tasik Central in July 2020. We also have several locations with ongoing upgrade plans. These were in motion when the MCO hit us, and we'll be completing those upgrades. Most notable will be TGV at Wan Utama, which will be updated considerably, and it'll be a great benefit for our fans there. Presently, we do have expansion sites planned for the next 2 years, and those plans have not changed, although timing may shift under the circumstances. We continue to feel very hopeful and optimistic about the long-term prospects of the industry. So should the business recover at a healthy pace, then expansion will be forthcoming in the years ahead.
So major Hollywood studios have postponed all their movies, meaning that even when cinemas reopen, there won't be any new releases to screen for a while. How will you tackle this?
So this was viewed as a significant problem for the industry. Content drives the cinema industry. And if the market opened today, there wouldn't be that much new content to entice the customer. But the timing has shifted considerably. Our government's approach has been to open the economy in phases, and currently our best guess is that cinemas will be permitted to reopen sometime in July. Now, from a content perspective, that actually works quite well because we have two large global movies coming for release in July. Christopher Nolan's Tenet in mid-July and Disney's Mulan in late July. These are two global blockbuster movies that are opening virtually back-to-back in the month of July, and this will be a significant support to the reopening of the industry.
Well, it looks like we've got plenty to look forward to in June, July time, but as of right now, not a great deal happening, right?
Not yet.
No,
Back to the couch and Netflix, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
With that in mind, let's take a short break. We'll have more from Lai in just a few moments, though. Let's have a little break. Don't forget, we have that question for you coming up on Biz Bites a little bit later on, but you can answer already. Are you still considering a vacation for the rest of the year? Why? Why not? Do let us know. Get us on WhatsApp. We're at 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, as usual, at BFM Radio. We'll be right back in a moment or two.
Behind Famous Men. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise, folks. I'm Rich Bradbury. As usual, I'm in the studio with
Arvind Braj
and Christine Wong.
Just before the music break, we were hearing from Yeo Un Lai. He's the CEO of TGV, talking about some of the challenges, of course, that the cinema industry is facing during the MCO, the CMCO, the extended MCO, the relaxed MCO. I don't know where we are right now. We're somewhere inside some kind of MCO loop, but we all know that we can't go to the cinema right now. And even if we do, and if that starts happening again, there has to be social distancing implemented. Sorry, not social distancing.
Physical distancing.
Physical distancing.
See, we've been away for just a few days and already we're losing terminology.
There's so much jargon
changing
to catch up on.
But of course, we still have him on the line with us. So let's continue. A recent TGV survey asks which franchise, going as far back as the original Star Wars, would we like to see in cinemas again? Now, do you think there's a market for reruns and rewatchability in Malaysia? And would customers actually pay to see old movies again?
My take on this is that you've got to package it the right way and offer compelling value. There's always nostalgia for movies that were memorable and defined a certain period of our life. Virtually everybody has a movie from their past which they wouldn't mind watching again, especially on the big screen where the experience is unique. So we feel that it's a good way to ease back into the industry reopening. With old favorites, which are comforting to the fans, and from which we can offer incredible value as part of our Come Back to the Cinemas campaign.
Right. So obviously during the movement control order or the conditional movement control order, many people have been working from home. So what lessons from this period of time and this sort of work from home culture that's popped up will you implement in TGV moving forward, if any?
It's been quite an experiment the past 2 months working from home. I personally find that maintaining a schedule is very helpful, and following a list of tasks that you want to achieve daily, well, this ensures that the day is well spent and productive. In this situation, in this environment, communication is paramount, and working from home definitely forces you to communicate more across a variety of mediums, emails, phone calls, video calls. So the focus is to really communicate very well, clearly and regularly. I think this is the key to keeping everyone together and working with a sense of purpose. The more you communicate, the better the situation.
So consumer behavior is going to be tricky moving forward. Do you see Malaysians flocking back to cinemas when you reopen? And what's the current market sentiment, if any?
We're optimistic. Our entire team is in very high spirits as we're encouraged by the positive feedback we've been receiving from all our fans on social media. So for us, that's really the light at the end of the tunnel. Personally, for me, I feel that the cinema experience is unique and larger than life and cannot be replicated anywhere else. So we've got a really unique experience to offer the customers, followed by a combination of big blockbuster movies and a safe environment. These factors will bring the customers and the fans back.
Finally, we were recently treated to the mystery of the Mouldy Cinema, with everyone trying to figure out which outlet it was and how it managed to get so bad. So apparently this cinema is located in Ipoh, and this got us thinking about how cinemas are maintained during the MCO and how cinema halls are kept clean despite movement restrictions.
Now, I think everybody saw the pictures of the Mouldy Cinema seats that went viral online. That was definitely a concern on everybody's mind, and we put out a press release clarifying that those were not TGV facilities. Overall, I can assure you that situations like that are generally highly isolated. It looked like a specific situation where this cinema in question was in a very humid environment and the mold accumulated over a period of time. The best way to maintain the premises is to run the air conditioning periodically and conduct regular inspections. This largely takes care of the problem, and this is what we're doing. Having said that, I can assure all our customers out there that cleanliness, hygiene, and customer safety is probably the number one issue on the mind of the industry right now. So rest assured, when we reopen our doors and welcome everybody back, our facilities will be in tip-top condition.
Mm-hmm. How do we feel about that?
How do we feel about going back to cinemas?
The Mouldy cinema thing is something that... You know, I mean, when I first saw those pictures, it obviously immediate recoiling and disgust. But we've all seen cinema halls that haven't been the cleanest that they could be, you know, especially when we've just left a cinema hall, or even when we've just been going in and you've accidentally like nudged something under your seat, there's a couple of bits of popcorn.
The cup holders are still wet.
The sticky cup holders are
now,
so much.
After the MCO has been lifted, and this has to be a kind of a rallying call to places like that, that levels of hygiene have to be much, much higher than they were before.
Yeah.
Even little things like making sure the air conditioning units have been thoroughly cleaned over and over again has to be a big issue, right?
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, a longer turnover time between screenings is... going to be that impactful for the viewers. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think the audience is going to complain if you take, you know, a good half hour to really sanitize, the seats and the armrests and everything. I don't think people are going to complain as long as they get to see the movie. And I think one big thing that, cinema chains have that you just don't get, you know, the same way with Netflix at home is that sort of experience. You know, the Beanie and IMAX halls, for example, with TGV are something that you just can't really get at home. I mean, I have got a being back at home, but it's not the same, right?
Yeah, no.
And with the sound systems and everything. So if they, I feel like if they leverage on those sort of points on sort of bringing the experience, you know, to a bigger sort of scale, maybe that might be the way to bring people back and also just clean. My gosh.
I mean, no matter how big your TV is at home, it's not going to be a cinema
screen. It's not an IMAX screen.
It's not an IMAX screen. Yeah. It's never going to match like something in a cinema. Even the smaller halls are going to have bigger screens and better sound than whatever you have at home. But also, I think, like you mentioned, the physical distancing, the time in between shows, I think that's going to make people feel a lot safer.
Yeah.
Like before, we used to see people coming out of the halls just before you would go in. It used to be like a rotation thing, like an immediate rotation. And we didn't care. I mean, because before the pandemic, that was normal. And we're like, hygiene wasn't...
We accept a certain level of body heat in the seat, basically.
Yes. It, like, you know, the thermal signature of someone else who was there. It was fine. But I think moving forward is going to be a big issue for people and they're going to want to know that the halls were sort of empty maybe for an hour, 45 minutes and there was cleaning done before they, you know, come in and sit and watch their movies. When will you guys feel safe to go back and watch a movie? Like, are you planning to watch anything anytime soon?
No. I love going to the cinema as much as anyone. It's one of the few things that gets me out of the house, quite frankly, my family and I. But at the same time, it's primarily a closeness, you know, no matter how much physical distancing you implement. I mean, also because, like, you know, if you go, like, in a household, right, like, the way that the seats are going to be spread out, I don't know how they're going to arrange that. Mm. And especially when you're, I mean, we've all seen those people who buy tickets for one seat and then they just move to the back of the hall anyway, right? So I don't really know how they're going to enforce you know, the actual physical distancing, number one. Number two, I need some hard proof that those seats are clean. I'm so sorry. Like, even before the MCO, you know, you can sometimes still smell damp in some of the cinema halls, and that is just unacceptable to me at this point in time. I don't want any part of my body touching those seats right now.
I mean, because of how we've been seeing the movies being pushed back and everything, I don't genuinely see anything that I'm like desperate to see and I must see it right now. Even the James Bond movie, I thought, looks fairly decent. You know, that might be something I might go. But now it's not even registering with me that I must go and see a new movie. Now, when we were talking earlier about older movies in cinemas again, you know, that could be something that, you know, could encourage me to go and see stuff. Like, let's say, for example, they had a John Hughes matinee or something like that.
That would be so good.
I'd be there in a shot, you know, or stuff like late 80s or early 90s kind of sci-fi stuff. So you're looking at stuff like E.T. and Batteries Not Included and Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Those kind of things that were huge and epic in the 80s and early 90s. You start rebroadcasting them, you start reassuring them. I would happily go and see that, you know.
Yeah.
But like Chris has said, you know, I would also need reassurances, very strong reassurances that these places are clean and sanitary and are safe for us to inhabit for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you see like one guy coughing in the front row, you're gonna freak
out. Immediately. Yeah.
But you mentioned the older movies. I mean, just like Star Wars was one of the things in their survey. As much as we talk about Star Wars, I've never seen the original Star Wars in cinemas.
Yeah.
The Binary Sunset or, you know, I Am Your Father and stuff. And just to see those things in like an IMAX or big screen.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. So those are the things that would make me consider going. But I don't know. At this point, it's all like up there.
Yeah.
Yep.
With that in mind, let's take a short break. We've got some music coming up from The Cars with You Might Think. When we come back, we'll have a quick update from Bursa. Meanwhile, don't forget, we are asking you a question for Biz Bytes, which is coming up at noon. And it's about whether or not you have considered or are considering or maybe considering a vacation for the rest of the year. If so, why? If not, why not? Do you feel safe enough? I mean, we're talking about not even feeling safe enough to go into a cinema right now. So a vacation might not be something you're thinking about. Then again, if you've been stuck at home for months on end, it might just be the one thing that keeps you sane. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Enterprise here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.